the fact that they decided to illegally and unlawfully exfiltrate Rusisa Begaina from Dubai as it's appearing it, that is the case, and we are calling this an enforced disappearance, suggests that Rwanda did not want to go through official channels. This is not a comment whatsoever on some of Rusisa Begaina's comments that have been made over the last couple of years, but they have decided to do this unlawfully. He was missing from August 27th to August 31st. There's a huge question mark around where he was, the conditions of detention, who he was allowed to communicate with. It certainly wasn't his lawyers, and it certainly wasn't his family members. And that constitutes an unlawful enforced disappearance in which the individual was held incommunicado. And Rwanda not only practices these types of abductions, but Rwanda also has a clear and delineated track record with regards to torture, with regards to threats and pressure to make people confess to crimes, especially crimes of terrorism, of which Rusisa Begaina is charged.
Well, Louis, President Paul Kagame denied that Paul Rusisa Begaina had been kidnapped. And he said he got here on the basis of what he believed he wanted to do, and he found himself here. It is like you are dialing somebody you want to talk to and find that you have called the wrong number. That is how it happened. It was actually flawless from what I heard, unquote. What do you make of his rebuttal that Paul Rusisa Begaina was not kidnapped?
Well, it wasn't flawless. It was unlawful. If Rusisa Begaina was somehow tricked into going to Kigali, which may have happened, and he was arrested upon entering the country, they should have announced his arrest. He should have been given access to family members via telephone, but more importantly, legal counsel of his choosing and consular officers, because he is a citizen of Belgium. The days in which this individual was completely missing and had been disappeared are not flawless. They are unlawful.
Paul Rusisa Begaina has announced his support for the FNL, which has carried out armed attacks and is described as a terrorist organization by Rwanda. Some supporters of the Rwandan Patriotic Front say that the government is mandated by the constitution to protect life and property. So if there's an individual undermining the territorial integrity of Rwanda, as well as undermining the social fabric, peace and stability in Rwanda, the government has to act. And that is what the government is doing. How do you respond to that?
I would agree with that assertion that the government has to act. What the government should not be doing is the government of Rwanda is continuing to do this through unlawful and illegal means. We talk about the FNL attacks in our communique, and I want to be very clear. We are putting a spotlight on the process in which Rusisa Begaina was unlawfully disappeared and brought to Rwanda. We are not making much comments on the fact that he has declared his unreserved support to a group that has perpetrated and openly admitted perpetrating attacks in southern Rwanda. But there has to be methods and means which conform to legal standards whereby to get someone back into the country. And simply tricking or grabbing an individual out of Dubai and holding them in an undisclosed location for a number of days completely undermines any credible judicial process that will follow. Moreover, you have in President Kagame's press conference, you basically have the verdict already handed down on Rusisa Begaina through what Kagame was saying. This is a country where, on politically sensitive cases such as this, the judiciary is not independent, and you've already had Kagame announce that Rusisa Begaina is guilty and that he has blood on his hands, so it's not going to be a surprise to see him go away.
Do you think the government will explain how Paul Rusisa Begaina arrived in Rwanda?
I don't think they will, Peter, and I don't think they will because they're going to have to explain where he was held for a number of days before August 31st. If they do explain that, they will admit that they illegally held an individual incommunicado. Now, this is something that happens in Rwanda often, and they continue to deny it. So if they say, yes, we did get him on the 27th out of Dubai, we did trick him, or we did grab him, then they will have to account for the 27th all the way to the 31st. The plane was not in the air for that time. I have flown from Kigali to Dubai. It is not a four-day flight. So they're going to have to explain what actually happened, where he was held, who was in charge of him. Was he held by the Rwanda police? Was he held by intelligence services? Was he sitting in a hotel in Kigali because he had decided to travel there by himself? I don't think they're going to want to go into that detail, into that level about the illegal acts that they carry out against both real and perceived enemies of the country. This is something that happens often, and they are not going to want to have that in the conversation.